What's the process to get acknowledged and recognized and invited to something like a Cotton Bowl game?
Well, each summer the drill team get to choose to go to camps, to summer camps. And year after year, different drill team companies see, you know, different schools perform. And based on your performance on the discipline that the Rangerettes have had at drill team camps, the company that's sponsoring the Cotton Bowl performance, which is called Coast to Coast, they invited the Rangerettes to perform. So not every team gets an invitation. They only invite few teams. So in other words, if there's 40 teams that go to a camp during the summertime, they look at those different teams that go to a camp. They look at their dance ability. They look at their discipline, their work ethic. They look at the organization of their director. And then they decide, would that be a level of a team that they would like to bring on a trip that would be able to learn quickly, that would they would be able to trust to be on a sideline at a professional stadium, that they would have the correct etiquette, that they could quickly get on and off the field? Would their director have the discipline to move them on and off? And those are the kind of things that Coast to Coast looks at throughout the drill teams around the United States. And then they choose to send out invitations. And then upon the invitations, the directors then decide if their teams want to come and accept the invitation.
So when did y'all get your invitation?
I presented it to the parents last March, and I presented it to our school board and my principal last March.
So y'all have known for 10 months that you were headed to Dallas then.
Right, right, exactly.
And how cool is it that once it was announced that A&M was playing in that bowl game?
That has been most exciting, because not only were we you know, really excited that we were going to the Cotton Bowl, but because we are the newest high school in Bryan, and my girls got really excited that we would get to go do something that so many of our hometown people would be there and get to see them perform in such a large setting with other teams. And so it's really great for their morale and, you know, to be able to go perform in a place where so many people are winners.
And then the bowl game itself, you're going to have more than 100,000 people just inside the building, much less the television audience.
Right. And I spoke with Lisa Dalton, who is one of the staff that's in charge of the pageantry for the halftime of the Cotton Bowl this year. And she said that this has already been the largest sellout of the Cotton Bowl in the history. And so there you go. I mean, it's neat to be a part of history for the girls to look back, you know, 10 years from now. I was there. I was at that game. I played, you know, I performed not only at halftime, but they're also going to perform at pregame and open up the game. So they'll be on the field when the coin, or really close to the field when the coin is tossed and when they decide on the kickoff.
Is 10 months enough time to get prepared?
Yes, absolutely. For us, it is.
Is it just a matter of stepping it up for something even more special, or you're already at a level where how do you decide on the routines?
Well, the routines are put together by the halftime pageantry company, which is Coast to Coast. And Coast to Coast is a company put together with the Kilgore College Rangerette director, which is Dana Blair and Shelley Wayne. And then they choose some other choreographers throughout Texas to help them put together the whole halftime entertainment. With that said, they block out the high school girls' choreography along with the Kilgore College Rangerette choreography. They make a video of the choreography. Then they send the videos to the high schools that are going to be participating in it. Then, as of now, we're currently learning that choreography at our own individual high schools. Then when we meet in Dallas on January 2nd, we will all meet together, merge the choreography, and block our spacing and put our props together, see what it looks like, tweak a little few things as far as girls' height line, maybe turn north and south instead of east and west to make it look good and finish the final product. And then we go to the field the very next day to do a dress rehearsal.
What else might be of interest to listeners?
I think the fun part of it is that you see the layering that has to take in with the preparation. You know, number one, just to be invited in the first place. You have a group of choreographers that look at your high school and say, look at that drill team. They're disciplined. Not only do they dance well, they hustle when their director tells them they do. They say their yes ma'ams when their director tells them to get in line. They are quiet when we're giving them instruction. And so the dedication part that they see that so many people in the world today say that kids don't have, so when they see that a group has that, it almost just makes it really interesting that they invite you because you're a dedicated group. They want to give you that recognition because of that. So just because you're dedicated, they know that we can get it done, get the job done, no matter how many hours it takes us to get the practicing done, that we'll do a good job for them.
Anything on the horizon for next year? Is it too early to be looking at 2013?
For the Rangerettes, we do our traveling in cycles. Next year is our year that we take an educational trip for the fine arts. And next year we hope to travel to California and take dance classes at Broadway Dance, to perform at Disneyland, and to also be able to take classes from the Disneyland choreographers. So that's our plans for next year.
You guys just don't sit still.
No, we don't.
Have I missed anything?
This year, when we leave here on Wednesday morning, we will go straight to the Westin Park Hotel in Dallas. We'll go straight into the rehearsals with the other 7 to 8 high schools and, you know, merge our choreography, get our blocking for our formations. There will be no rest right then. I mean, it's straight in. Girls, go upstairs, get dressed, get your practice wear on, straight into the ballrooms to get dressed. Then the next thing we will do is that evening we'll go out and go to the Medieval Times. And that'll be kind of a fun, refreshing place for the girls to go and to visit in the Dallas area. So we'll go out to eat there. And then that next morning, like I said, we go straight over to the Dallas Cowboys Stadium to do our dress rehearsal on that Thursday morning. And then Friday is the performance day. So it's rehearse, 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 go, dress, rehearse, leave, publicity shot. We will probably have some of the Dallas-Fort Worth area radio and television show places come and, you know, do some media and probably interview some of the girls while we're there.
All very businesslike. What a great experience.
Yeah, pretty much. And like I said, the girls are so excited. One really fun thing, too, is one of our former Rangerettes, when I told her that we were going to the Cotton Bowl, and she is currently in college getting a music degree, but she's also a great artist, and she's doing our artwork for our Cotton Bowl bound t-shirt. So the girls will even have kind of a fun t-shirt that they'll be wearing for our departure party. So we hope to have a departure party at 8:30 a.m. on January the 2nd, the day that we roll out on our yellow school bus at 8:30 from Rudder High School. So if there's any other Bryan or College Station residents that want to come to the high school that morning at 8:30 to help with our send-off party, they're welcome to come on out and enjoy our send-off party.